Off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora, Jenna. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
That is good to hear. You've brought us not one but two books today, which I'm excited about.
Yeah, well, I just find there's this explosion of writing about identity, especially this year.
Yeah.
And in New Zealand writing, it's women writing about their identity. And I think while we are constantly asking ourselves, who am I, what purpose do I bring to the world, it's quite inspiring to read other people asking themselves these same questions.
Right.
So today I'm reviewing two excellent memoirs written by women of a similar generation, and both really about identity and also memory. But that's where the similarities start to fade, I guess, but it is growing up in New Zealand. So first we've got Alison Jones's This Pākehā Life, an unsettled memoir. So this is published by the wonderful Bridget Williams Books, and she takes the difficult road of reflecting on her upbringing and life as a Pākehā in Aotearoa, New Zealand. What is a Pākehā? How do Pākehā earn, research, support tangata whenua? So she starts back in her childhood, and she's the daughter of English immigrants, so they don't have a place in New Zealand,
you know,
and then she's got to forge this identity on her own. She grew up around, she moved around a lot, and she lived in Blenheim, Dannevirke, Whakatane, and she had her own family in Auckland during the Springbok tour protest, and she became an academic and eventually a professor at the Te Puna Wānanga, which is the School of Māori and Indigenous Education at the University of Auckland.
Oh, wow.
So it's just showing her path as she goes through her life, but how she lives in Te Ao Māori and how she finds that identity within herself.
That's so interesting.
And I think she's asking a lot of hard questions that a lot of New Zealand or Pākehā New Zealanders need to ask themselves. And so I feel like that's quite brave and bold being able to do that. And her memory is really tested, but she's a sponge. So things that she describes in her childhood of these touchstone moments, she finds out later through her research didn't actually happen.
Oh, wow.
And she's so frank, but she's really respectful, and she's self-deprecating. She's there's these painfully cringeworthy, you know, moments on the marae or talking to a kaumātua or something where she really crosses the line, and she's really open about that. So I think many readers would recognise aspects of themselves or the people or their family around them in the Māori world and also the Pākehā world and the academic world as well. So it's such an interesting read. I think she's got a really valued voice, and I think this is just the beginning of a conversation that's just going to keep going on.
Totally.
Especially of what her right is to research as a Pākehā. And, oh, it's so interesting.
Bridget Williams Books always putting out great thought-provoking reads about cultural identity in New Zealand, eh?
Totally. Yeah. And just a little side note, if you haven't seen the BWB texts, which are these $15 tiny little books about identity in New Zealand, they're really awesome to pick up. They make you feel very smart when you've read one.
Yeah, if you pull one out on the train, it's a bit of a fleece, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yes, I read, thank you. I think about the world. But they are actually great books.
Definitely. And the next one I've got, this is another great New Zealand publisher, Massey University Press. This is called Tree of Strangers by Barbara Sumner. This is a nice little hardback, and I feel like maybe
this is a very satisfying book to hold.
Yeah, I feel like there's another book that's come out that's the same format, so I think this might be a new theme that comes out of memoirs. And this is the story of Barbara Sumner's experience as an adoptee child in New Zealand. And her story is actually quite unbelievable. And I hadn't read much about the book before I started reading it, but I am going to tell you what happens because it's in the interviews with her.
Okay.
So she was a really young mum on the west coast of the South Island, and she'd found her mother, who lived in Madrid, and they got in contact.
Her birth mother,
yeah. Right. But when I say, I don't want to say birth mother because it comes up in the book of that term.
Okay.
But, her original mother. And so her and her mother have written, and her mum is flying to New Zealand to meet her from Madrid, and Barbara is going to meet her at the airport and then finds out the plane never left the tarmac. And there was a plane crash and the two planes hit each other in the fog and her mother was killed.
Oh, my God.
This is true.
This is true.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And so it's like, it was about to happen and it didn't. And
sorry, I saw it on the news.
Oh, you saw it on the news.
Jules remembers. Jules was seven.
You don't forget stuff like
two planes crashing on a tarmac. No, that would make a mark in your brain.
And so it's her dealing with it and having these three tiny children and forging a life on her own after leaving her husband. And there's the strong motivation to explore and describe the plight of the adoptee child and their mothers. And this is really weaved among personal stories and research and insight into the tragic circumstances that adoption can lead to. Mm. So it's like super personal, but it's very like bitsy, like, you know, you don't really hear about her career as much, or you hear bits of her relationships, but it's very like memory, kind of like shards of memory, but really focusing on that. And also the kind of awkward and really hard relationship she had with the people that adopted her, which really reminded me of Lil O'Brien's book and that relationship with her parents that's quite fragmented. And so yeah, these are both great
sounds
memoirs.
Amazing, actually.
I really recommend both of them.
So what was the first one you brought us?
First one, this Pākehā Life and Unsettled Memoir, Alison Jones, Bridget Williams books, $40. Tree of Strangers, Barbara Sumner, Massey University Press, $35. On the shelf now at Time Out.
They both sound amazing, I have to say. Definitely some good reading. If people are on school holidays at the moment and need a bit of a, you know, dive into something.
Yeah, and there's, you know, Lil O'Brien's Not That I'd Kiss a Girl, which I've reviewed. Mm. I would recommend that too. And then also this other one called Repetto Beach by Carolyn Barron. That's really interesting identity, New Zealand female identity book as well. So
cool that a lot of these things are coming out at the moment. Seems like an interesting time for publishing that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I think we need it too.
We do. Jenna, thank you very much. I appreciate those a lot. I will see you in the shop.
Yes, thank you. See you.
That was Loose Reads.
It certainly was.